Washington the Third joining us here on the program. Trey, what's happening today, man? How you doing?
How you doing, man? I'm all right. I'm just enjoying this lovely weather.
I was going to ask you that. You brought it up first. So you've been there. You've been entrenched in Laramie for a couple years now, so you know what it's all about. We've asked some of the other players, how are these Florida guys going to handle all this?
I'm just praying they get a big enough coach to come up. That's all I can tell them.
I brought up who, I can't remember, it was either Morris or Justin. I go, you know, how are you going to feel following a game against UNLV in February in Laramie and it's 20 below zero outside? You better, hopefully it'll be after a win though, right?
Exactly, exactly. It makes it a lot easier when you win.
Well, Trey, I don't think we've ever had you on the show before. It's good to have you on the program. First and foremost, first couple games, you had a little bit of a mixed bag thing. Shots just didn't fall against Indiana State. But for you and this team, how are things going early on with really, as Larry Shy calls, all the new dynamics going around?
I think it's going pretty well. I think we're meshing well. We're starting to get that team chemistry down. If we could just make some shots every now and then, I think we'd be pretty good, actually.
Do you think what happened Monday night at Indiana State was more of being on the road for the first time and whatnot, as opposed to what, you know, will happen the rest of the season? Is that more of the exception than the norm?
I would say so. I would think being on the road for the first time played a small part. The team never showed no fight or no try in the game. I mean, we were down at most, I think, 19 points. At one point, we cut it all the way back to 6. So I think that was a good sign for this new team that we are able to overcome a little adversity on the road.
Coach Shyatt, we talked to him today, and he said that, you know, a lot of the guys took responsibility for thinking they had taken maybe some ill-advised shots. He said he would rather, he called it, take an imperfect shot than have a turnover, because even though coaches don't like to admit it, sometimes those imperfect shots go in. Are you at all concerned with you as a shooter and a guy that gets in there and that's what you need to do is shoot the ball with taking shots, you know, with lacking confidence? Is that an issue?
The confidence part is not an issue. I've always been a guy that thinks if you're a shooter, you have to continue to shoot. And if you don't shoot, then you'll never see shots go in. But I think as the game flows and as you get into the season, some imperfect shots, you have to take those shots in order to, you know, get a rhythm going, or if it's late in the shot clock and you have to get a shot up. We would always rather a bad shot go in than a turnover, because nothing good ever happens in a turnover.
In these early season matchups, non-conference games, what's the main focus going into the week of the matchup or a couple of days ahead? Do you focus on the team specifically, or is it more in these non-conference affairs just focusing on yourselves individually and making sure you guys have the system intact for these non-conference games?
Well, we treat every opponent the same. No opponent is bigger than the next. So, of course, going into each game, we focus on that team, you know, their strengths and their weaknesses, and you know, what we can do to come out with a win. And that's mainly what we do for everything we play against.
Trey Washington III joining us here in the Sports Zone. Trey, I'm curious if Coach Shyatt maybe gave you guys a history lesson when you guys played Bristol last Friday, when Jerron Roberts, their head coach, played for Coach Shyatt back in the 90s. Did he talk at all about that?
Well, he told us that he was a former player, that he was a great player, actually. But as far as any of his accolades or previous, he didn't mention too much about those things in particular. But he did tell us that he was a player here for this university.
How much did you learn last year taking that redshirt year, Trey? And how important was it for you to maybe have that year to look at things and focus more on some other things?
I learned a lot, actually, from guys like Riley Grabo, Jack Vance, and even Josh is our long senior. But that year was a big adjustment for me, taking a step and seeing the game from a different perspective. Because, you know, when you're playing in some type of court, you don't see certain things, but when you're able to watch and watch and watch, you learn small things through the game of basketball. And I think that was a big part. And I think that's going to be a big help in the long run.
Where are you better as a player now?
I think better the players is mentally being able to stay in the game throughout the course of a game. Because I think in the past, I would get caught up in the Florida game and not really know, you know, situation, no time and score and stuff like that. But being able to, like, to see the game from a different angle, you're allowed to pace and to really, really see the game.
I found it really fascinating to watch last year's team because, you know, having been around here for a while, see the team develop, and you could just watch it from your eye. Every year you could see things getting better, and I see that you hope to see the same things with the current roster that's on because you guys are so young. But seeing that development that the senior class had over 3-4 years, how much confidence does that give you that you guys can do the same thing?
Well, our confidence is through the roof. I mean, we think we can play with any team in the country, and we don't see ourselves as being a young team, but we're a new team. We're pretty much just the new faces around Wyoming. We're going to just contribute and just play hard can every night, no matter the outcome.
You mentioned learning from Riley Grabo, Jack Benz. Do you think you can shoot free throws like Riley?
I wish. I used to challenge Riley every day. I used to tell him all the time that I was a better shooter. I think that actually made him a better shooter because he always felt me, you know, nagging on him or always talking about the shot. And hopefully one day I will be, you know, at the 93% mark where he left. I'm hoping. I'm working to get there.
That's just ridiculous, the fact that he could shoot that well at the free throw line. Now, you say you always told him you were better. You thought you were a better shooter. Was that at the three-point line overall or at the free throw line?
Well, I used to tell him I was overall better shooter. it would drive him crazy, but he knew.
Very good. Trey Washington III joining us here in the Sports Zone. You know, where do you feel your game is at defensively? Because you're going to see the floor if you play defense. Do you see yourself as a better defensive player in your third year in the program?
The ratio you allow me to, you know, build strength, allow me to get bigger, stronger, and faster. My legs, my stamina, and every night I kind of want to take the time to guard and the player because I think that highly of my defense, and I feel that I'm able to shut down the team's, you know, best, quickest guard or best offensive player, or get into the player's head, or you know, to make him have a tough night or an off night.
Why'd you add the other five on your number this year?
It was just something I was thinking about. You know, I just five on there, double nickel, operation 55.
All right, man. Trey, good stuff. Tomorrow night against New Mexico Highlands, it's a 7 o'clock tip-off. Hopefully the weather clears up and folks can get over there and watch the Cowboys play. Good to talk to you, Trey. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, take it easy.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Trey.